This is Misty St. Clair reading Last Dream of Earth. In my dream, the soil was a soft brown and dry and fell from my hands like fine ash. There was a deserted bush with small oval leaves like blueberries, delicate and green, too pale in their thirst, some edges tipped a brittle brown gray. From where I crouched, the land tilted down toward a tree with a wide-spreading canopy, perhaps an almond, old and humanly familiar. I saw in sepia. The dust felt like skin. I did not hear the wind or a bee or a song. It was evening, and I planted what I planted, dug a dry hole and placed a large root ball into it, backfilled. This didn't happen in the dream, but I imagined that next I turned to the old farmhouse, its yellow pale and washed from the sun, and went inside for a glass of chilled Merlot. And the next day, in my dream, I went to the garden, and the rasping soil was gone from whatever I had planted, the root ball exposed, bony. I backfilled it again, watered again, and again. And again, each night, in this dream, I shoveled, planted, watered. I imagine the cold red wine in the empty house. I imagine sleeping like heat sleeps. And when I went to whatever I wanted to grow, the sun was low. The ground was thirsty. The dust began to feel less like skin, more like the smother of pure wool, too hot and silenced.